Maybe it's time you learned the truth. The community of faith worldwide knows her as the finest woman who ever lived. Born in obscurity to a distant descendant of Israel's magnificent King David, Christians believe that Mary, the mother of Jesus of Nazareth, was honored by the Creator of the universe to be the person through whom God Himself would visit His own creation, reconciling His people to Himself. No matter what you may have thought you knew before about this first century paragon of virtue and faith, there's a good possibility that you've been misinformed about her. In fact, chances are you've been wrong from the start about the most remarkable woman who ever walked the dusty roads of first century Israel during the height of the Roman Empire's domination over the Middle East. Mary isn't who you think she is. More than 20 centuries have come and gone since a teenaged virgin became the mother of God's incarnate Son. As a result, far too much myth has grown up around the person and story surrounding the woman who became one of the foundational figures of human history. What the New Testament records themselves tell us about the life of Mary, the mother of Jesus, is fascinating enough in its own right that we can learn a lot from studying what the New Testament says about her without getting embroiled in 2,000 years of extraneous ecclesiastical convention. In this work, we will attempt to pull back the dusty curtain of historically inaccurate tradition in order to introduce you to the very human but utterly magnificent character of Mary, the mother of the Messiah, as she struggles to pass 10 test questions for the world's finest woman that are presented to her in the passages recorded in the New Testament that mention her. Each of these 10 spiritual challenges provide a fresh new opportunity to refine her faith and trust in God. As we'll see in our study, Mary, the mother of Jesus of Nazareth, passed 9 out of the 10 tests splendidly. She stumbled in her faith only once, but ultimately prevailed, obtaining an astonishing 95% on her series of spiritual tests of her faith and obedience to God's plans and purposes for her life. In our analysis that follows, of every passage recorded in the New Testament in which Mary is referred to or mentioned by name, you'll learn why the mother of the world's most famous rabbi from Nazareth rose from literal obscurity to become one of the greatest pivotal figures in all of human history, treasured by millions of people throughout the centuries, and fulfilling Mary's prophecy recorded in Luke chapter 1, verse 48, that, quote, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed," end quote.